they emptied his pockets. Had no money for the train. Stood on the crowded station concourse thinking, I'm never ever going home again. So he walked up to a stranger, said, hey mister, won't you please give me my fare? And 2 hours later, he was rich and still standing there. He had made an important discovery, how easy taking other people's money can be. When Bebe danced, he'd close his eyes, stretch his wings, and he would fly like a bird gliding high in those deep blue Spanish skies. Pepe picked pockets and stole his first car. Broke into a luxury apartment, thinking, I wanna be where the rich kids are. In the commissariat, Detective Garcia pinned Pepe's picture to the wall. Said, I'm gonna get you, kid. And all it took was one call. Newspaper reporters told of Pepe's life of crime, from courts to institution and back to the street one more time. But when Pepe danced, he'd close his eyes, stretch his wings, and he would fly like a bird gliding high in those deep blue Spanish skies. Now, Eloy was a film director. Put Pepe on the screen. And after two movies, he was the most famous juvenile delinquent there had ever been. He was a guest on television. He was a host on the late night radio. He fell in love with an actress from a musical show. He had money, he had love, he had fame. All the kids on the street knew his name. But when Pepe danced, he'd close his eyes, stretch his wings, and he would fly like a bird gliding high in those deep blue Spanish skies. They got a habit. He ran out of money to support. It cost him his job, his girl, his car, his apartment, and the respect for which he'd fought. He walked the city streets, but whichever way he turned, all he could see were the banks that seemed to call out to him, you can rob me. Pepe's story was about to end as it had begun. Just a lonely boy on the run. And when Pepe danced, he'd close his eyes, stretch his wings, and he would fly like a bird gliding high in those deep blue Spanish skies.